Cash Patel confirmed to lead FBI. By Olivia Rondo on February 20, 2025. Kasyap Cash Patel was confirmed to lead the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, in a 51-49 Senate vote Thursday, despite Democrats' desperate attempts to block his nomination. Patel, a former federal prosecutor and prior Trump administration intelligence official, won the vote without help from Republican Senators Susan Collins, me, and Lisa Murkowski, AK, who joined the Democrats against him. The Senate went 51-47 to advance his nomination earlier Thursday, with Senators John Boozman, RR, and John Fetterman, DPA, missing the vote. President Donald Trump selected Patel to run the FBI shortly after winning the November election, calling him a brilliant lawyer, investigator, and America First fighter who has spent his career exposing corruption, defending justice, and protecting the American people. He played a pivotal role in uncovering the Russia hoax, standing as an advocate for truth, accountability, and the Constitution, Trump wrote on Truth Social at the time. Cash did an incredible job during my first term, where he served as Chief of Staff at the Department of Defense, Deputy Director of National Intelligence, and Senior Director for Counterterrorism at the National Security Council. Cash has also tried over 60 jury trials. In a February 4 letter led by Ranking Member Dick Durbin, DEL, Democrats called Patel's nomination dangerous and requested that Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley, RIA, hold an additional hearing with him after they struggled to halt his nomination's momentum during a nearly six-hour confirmation hearing on January 30. The letter was also signed by Senators Sheldon Whitehouse, D. Ray, Amy Klobuchar, DMN, Chris Coons, Dita, Richard Blumenthal, DCT, Mazie Hirono, D. High, Cory Booker, DNJ, Alex Padilla, DCA, Peter Welch, DBT, and Adam Schiff, DCA. Grassley declined the request, writing that Patel has provided ample opportunity for this committee to scrutinize his record and that none of the issues raised in the Democrats' letter justified delay. Patel led counterterrorism activities for the White House while serving as senior advisor to the Director of National Intelligence, DNI, and became chief of staff at the Pentagon during Trump's first term. He is set to serve a 10-year term following the resignation of FBI Director Christopher Wray, whom Trump appointed in 2017. Collins cited Patel's recent political profile as a strong defender of Trump and his supporters from extremely polarized investigations surrounding the January 6, 2021, Capitol riot for why she voted against him. Mr. Patel will be a political and national security disaster if confirmed, Durbin said at a news conference ahead of the vote. Now, it's up to a handful of Senate Republicans as to whether they have the courage to step out and do publicly what they have told the agents they want to do. What is at stake is the future of the FBI. We will vote no, said Schiff. Our Republican colleagues, intimidated by this president and threats of primary challenges from MAGA world, may vote to confirm him. They will have to live with that vote. Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, voted to confirm Patel in a shocking move that came after his nay votes on Department of Defense, DOD, Secretary Pete Hegseth, DNI Tulsi Gabbard, and Health and Human Services, HHS, Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.